The bill affirms that students may voluntarily engage in religious expression activities in clubs in the same extent that students may engage in non-religious ones. The bill made it through the Senate by 2 votes. And in the House, advocates argue that it's needed to prevent school divisions from being sued when students express religious views. Delegate Scott Lingamfelter added that it's a concept the Founding Fathers would embrace.
We must sustain revolution and guard against the injuries of time. When we proscribe the free expression of faith, we are complicit in the injuries of time.
But Delegate Joe Morrissey says while he supports the First Amendment, this bill has flaws.
You don't tell your 6th grade teacher or your 11th grade teacher, sorry, don't think I'm going to attend that ceremony. You don't have that right. It's not a voluntary meeting. You are compelled to attend the meeting.
On a 64-34 vote, the bill passed the House and now heads to Governor McAuliffe, who has said he will veto it. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.